Elon Musk says his company, Neuralink, has successfully implanted one of its wireless brain chips in a human. Announcing the development on social media, he said initial results show promising neuron spike detection and the patient was recovering well. The company's goal is to connect human brains to computers to help tackle complex neurological conditions. A number of rival firms have already implanted similar devices. For more, let's talk now to Dr. Manus Biggs, who's Associate Professor at University of Galway and investigator at Curum, the Science Foundation of Ireland Research Centre for Medical Devices. Dr. Biggs, thanks for talking to us. I'm first of all trying to wonder who would volunteer to have this chip implanted in their brain, but we'll park that one for the moment. What do you make of this announcement from Elon Musk?
Well, it's certainly quite exciting. The announcement of this first man in trial, first implantation to man trial, has been making the rounds on the news and on Musk platform Twitter. It's important to place the announcement into context, however. The Neuralink technology falls into a category of medical devices called brain-machine interfaces. So these are small devices that are placed under the skull and they sit on top of the brain. They've been used extensively in neurophysiology and neuroscience in the research setting over the past couple of decades. But recently, key advances in electronics, small batteries, etc., have allowed these to be made tiny and allowed them to be implanted into humans and to transmit information wirelessly.
So, and how do they function? How do they do that?
So the Neuralink brain machine interface is a miniature and high resolution analog of an EEG machine. So some of your listeners may be familiar with these. If we have an accident or maybe during evaluation of epilepsy, for example, the physician will place these sticky electrodes on the top of the scalp. And these are used to monitor and record brain activity in different regions of the brain. And the physician will look for activity that may indicate a medical issue, for example. If we consider that the cells of the brain use these very short electrical pulses to talk to each other and to the muscles of the body, for example, that is, electrical pulses are the language of the brain. Knowing this then allows scientists and engineers and people like me to talk back to these cells. Or in the case of brain-machine interfaces like Musk's Neuralink, we can listen to the chatter of the brain cells. We can listen to what they're saying to each other. And we can record them.
And
so emerging brain-machine device... Oh, excuse me.
No, I was just wondering the potential benefits of this, its capacity maybe to restore brain function that's been damaged, is that the kind of area that the research is focusing on?
Yeah, absolutely. Emerging brain machine devices like Musk's Neuralink, they don't use these surface sticky electrodes. They're about the size of a 2-euro coin and they're implanted directly onto the surface of the brain and they act as tiny recorders of electrical activity, which they then wirelessly transmit to a mobile phone, for example, or a computer. The computer then attempts to decode these neural signals. What are their intent? What does this pattern of neural signals you mentioned, Elon Musk successfully recorded spikes, that's what he's referring to, is the neural chatter of cells. Do these represent the intent for a movement or an attempt at communication? And then in theory, these can be decoded and translated into actions such as simple computer commands or the control of robotic prosthesis, for example. It's been well documented that we can use this process to move a cursor on a computer screen and that thoughts can be translated into really simple computer commands that have been explored recently as aids for people who have been paralyzed or unable to communicate.
What extraordinary
technology. The ultimate goal then of Musk devices is wireless communication through people's thoughts. So seamless integration of your mind with your phone. And by proxy, the mind of another individual.
We'll come back to you on that one, Manus. But for the moment, thanks very much. That's Dr. Manus Biggs from the University of Galway.